Hello, and welcome to the Swift Talk. I'm Kate, the Swiftie.
And I'm super sultry, smoky-voiced, not-so-swift Sam. Welcome to the Swift Talk.
Big week.
Big week?
Big week.
Big huge week?
Big huge week.
What's going on?
I'm in my Eras Tour era.
I'm in my Eras era.
Do tell, Ricky Bell.
So for those of you listening, you were supposed to get the man episode this week, but I pulled an audible. We're mixing it up. I just could not let you go another week without hearing me explain to these two the genius of the tour. If you do not want tour, I have not been yet. I have just been experienced via TikTok. If you do not want spoilers, you're going to want to fast forward. But guys,
yes.
44 songs.
Shake It Off plus Shake It Off Encore.
And the Shake It Off acoustic version too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The strip down. I stay out too late.
She is doing two acoustic songs for every city and they apparently are changing each night.
That's what I heard. Through the grapevine.
So exciting.
44 songs.
My mind. I think I'm not going to enough concerts. I need to go someplace else. I'm like losing it. I'm so mad that I'm not going to Vegas. I'm so mad that I didn't think to go to Arizona. Like, this is just crazy. I just
your
really
FOMO is through the roof right now.
It's wild.
So you're gonna get your chance in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. It's not soon enough.
What's the first show you're going to?
I'm going to the 13th, April 13th, Tampa one.
Oh, 13.
Mm. Yeah. No.
On a Friday?
No, Thursday. Mm.
And then how long after that is the Foxborough one?
Then I go to Foxborough on May 19th.
Oh, it's 20th. Like a whole month later.
A whole month, yeah.
She could change. A lot could happen that month.
I know.
She could not have a voice after that. 44 songs is a lot of songs.
Everyone, I'm sorry. This project was way too much. I can't go on. I've lost my larynx.
No, she's ready. She's ready. She's ready for it. She's got this.
What's her training regime,
babe? I don't know, but she does it in 6-inch custom Louboutins. Can't.
All I know is the videos that I've been watching on YouTube. Not that I'm watching a lot of them, but all of a sudden now she's in my algorithm.
Yes.
You are going to lose your voice at this concert. Like I advised you. You're going to need to do some vocal exercises prior to. Just because, you know, you do have a day job you got to come back to and actually work and speak to individuals and... I don't want you blowing out your voice because you also have to, you know, come back to do an episode of the Swift Talk podcast with not so Swift Sam and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to be the grumpy one that day.
There's no way I'll be grumpy after seeing Taylor, guys. 0% chance. She literally could sit on stage and eat a sandwich and I would be thrilled. Don't care. So excited. Like, so excited.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Okay, whatever she wants.
So she's got at least, I don't know, 10 or 12, maybe 13 outfit changes, some glow-in-the-dark golf clubs.
She dives into the stage.
It's a change to get away from everybody. Mm-hmm. She's got her, like, Batman 1960s escape route.
The stage is incredible. I can't.
The stage is as long as a stadium so that everybody gets to see her. It's not like it's set up in one corner. Which is the main part of the stage is there, but there's a catwalk and then a mid stage and then a catwalk, so she can go the whole length of the place.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
They're saying bring earplugs. It's so loud in there. She also broke a record.
Yep.
Over someone's head? What record did she break?
She had the most attendees for a female performer at a concert.
That's
almost
a true statement.
70,000 people.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine how amazing that's going to be? She is playing the All Too Well 10. All Too 10.
All Too 10
what? Live.
For 10 minutes.
I'm so excited.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure so everyone in the Taylorverse is.
So excited. And we've got our friendship bracelets.
We do. And a big shout out to Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie from Cali for giving us the three amigos here, some fantastic handmade friendship bracelets to encourage us to make our own friendship bracelets.
Oh, I got them in my bag. That's what we're doing at lunch today.
Oh, that's what we're doing? Is that why you asked friends to join us for lunch today? Yeah. So you can give them something to do too?
Oh, I have a meeting today. I can't come to lunch with you guys. I'm so sorry.
I have a whole packet for you to make your own. You're fine.
I'm so busy right now taking classes after the podcast, so I just don't have time. And walking dogs, taking care of old people. I really apologize for the inconvenience that may have caused you.
Guess Sam's going to have to make double.
I'm sorry, son.
Papa.
So yeah, it's very exciting, guys. Arid's tour. She finishes with Karma.
Yes.
Karma.
Yep.
Karma.
Yep. I was singing it in the kitchen, unbeknownst to me. That I was singing that song. I was singing something about Karma was your boyfriend. And my wife's like, no way.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't at all. So what are we getting into, Kate, this week?
So no, there's more, guys. There's more into it. There's more than just the tour. There is so much going on. She dropped 4 songs.
Oh my God. I hope she finds them. Yeah. She dropped 4. So this is not Midnights. This is not 3 a.m. session. This is like...
3 are Taylor's versions of it, like soundtrack songs that didn't really fit, deluxe versions. And then 1 is an unreleased Lover song that got dropped. Like she didn't put it out. Somebody else did. Leaked. It got leaked. And so it was on TikTok. And she's like, all right, guys, you like that? You can have that.
She did Taylor's versions of soundtrack songs?
Yeah. Well, so here's the deal. They probably should have been on Speak Now Deluxe. They were on Speak Now Deluxe. But she didn't write them. She had co-writers on these songs. So they don't really fit on a Speak Now Taylor's version because she probably wants to keep it all songs that she wrote by herself. So she just gave us these because they don't really fit anywhere else.
But we've had Taylor's versions of songs that she's had co-written.
Well, yeah. The whole point of Speak Now, though, is she wrote it all herself.
Okay. I'm trying to follow. Yeah. Yep.
So like Fearless Red, she had co-writers, not a big deal. But the big thing about Speak Now, the reason that we are all like so excited for it is because she wrote every song by herself. No co-writer.
Which movies are these songs from?
The Hunger Games. And there's a couple other. Yeah, it's great.
Is any one of them Cats?
No. Wrong era.
Boo. Kate.
So, we're going to do the song from Lover that she just released that we didn't get. All that right. I've just been listening to on a loop because so I really like it.
We're doing the leaked Lover song.
All the Girls You Loved Before.
To all the girls you loved before, I dedicate this song to you.
I'm so excited. It's just a big week for Taylor. We got new music. We got a tour. We got...
Friendship bracelets.
It's just a big week. Guys.
Yeah, we can see. We can see how excited you are.
And
yeah.
Jason's niece gets to go to the concert.
That's what I hear.
Very true. Jason and I don't.
You'll be fine. You'll hear all of it from the parking lot. Don't you worry. I'm just trying to protect your hearing.
Yes, you need to protect my hearing.
Just make sure that you lower the window a little bit for us, all right?
Yeah, we're like dogs.
Guys, we have to get there so early. The lines are crazy. I have to buy merch. I have to decide what merch to buy. Maybe I'll just buy different merch at each one. But what?
Have you bought the van yet and got it wrapped with the Taylor Swift, the Swift Talk podcast, vinyl logos and everything? No, I
didn't think not so. Yet.
Let me know when that happens.
We were just wrapping your car.
The Swiftmobile. Like,
well, we need to. How are we going to set up the inside as a podcast studio? And we were podcasting live from
We would just like put a table out so people could see us. I don't want to be creepy in a van.
We need a radio station van.
For the record, I said walking into it, I was like, such a nice day out. We should do a podcast outside. She's like, you would love that. All the birds chirping, all the sounds, everything. I was like, yeah. And she hates that idea of recording outside. Meanwhile, we are literally talking about how excited she is to record outside at a concert.
Yeah. Different.
Now she wants to record in a parking lot.
Yeah.
In Gillette Stadium.
There shall be no birds. There shall be no squirrels. There shall only be Swifties. We shall see the errors of love and the Swift Talk on the cold, hard pavement that will be cracking underneath the weight of Taylor Swift's professionalism, the strength of her voice.
Why are we picking this voice for this? What was your thought process there? Curious.
Isn't he like Andrew Lloyd Webber? Wasn't that your
Werner name? Herzog?
Is that what?
All right, so okay.
No, we're good.
Werner Herzog.
No, nope, we're good.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Anyway. God. We're going to hit pause. You hit pause. We're listening to All the Girls You Loved Before, and we'll be right back. Well, Sam, great, right? So good. Perfect. Loved it. Amazing. Can't believe Sid made the album.
Really? Oh, my. How dare I? Oof, if only.
So good.
Jeez.
So good.
Well, that's today's episode, everyone.
Perfect. He's a Swiftie. We're good. Let's go to the door.
Where do you want me to start tearing the song apart first? You're allowed to get as pumped up as you want to. I am not going to steal your joy.
You kind of are.
I think that it's great that you enjoy the celebration of all the past lovers to create the person that is now her lover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that a great way of thinking about it?
There is good in goodbye.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Sam.
All the girls you loved before, mm-hmm. but I love you more.
Yeah. I do. Duh. So, yes, everything is a competition. And yes, we have to be the best. And yes, we have to win. I get it. That's why.
I it's so much easier when you say it, because if I say it, then you're like, no. But I have to ask these leading questions just to get the information out to be like, And then what happened? Oh, no. Tell me more. We were parallel lines.
Yep.
Stars aligned and we intertwined.
Yep.
Everybody else is just a perpendicular point for you.
Yep.
There was a line and then they went their own way. But for us,
there's a reason things don't work out. They bring you to where you're supposed to be.
So two lines intertwining, similar to a chain of DNA.
Oh boy.
Love is in their hearts. Of course, it's destiny.
I have love for
it has
you.
To be.
I have love in my heart for you.
Simmer down now.
I'm just saying, it's a great song.
I thought it was going to be a cover of the Willie Nelson song.
I was hoping it was going to be a cover of that.
But it wasn't.
To all the girls you loved before.
One day.
Imagine if she did that as a cover, but changed it to all the boys I loved before.
That's a book series.
And it would have been a funny.
It
would have been a funny.
I would have paid money for that. This is from Lover, and it didn't land on the Lover. This is not from this could have been a Lover. This is a coulda, shoulda, woulda Lover. And it's very much the young love, and then a slight mention of the mother, and then how everything happened to get you to me, and now you are lucky that I won. I love you more.
Yes.
More than the mother, more than the other lovers,
yep.
more than you loved anybody.
Yep.
I love you more.
Yep.
Why does she have to love the lover more?
We win. Always. I actually had this conversation with Pickles about this song. And I was like, this is why Taylor was like our person. She understands our compulsive need to win. To be the best. This overachieving type A control freak. She gets.
But also, once either of you three, win, that's not enough.
No, there's always more to win.
So let's look at this song. You've won the lover competition.
Yep.
You love this lover more than any other lover.
And I will love them more than anybody else will ever love them. And if they don't get it and they screw it up, that's a them, not a me problem.
Okay.
It's a them problem.
Okay. So let's say they don't screw it up. What's the next field to conquer, Alexander?
You're on to the next, no.
What do you mean you're
not on to the next? It's on to the next competition. Like, okay, am I happy, successful, in love? This is great. Now I'll go conquer the next life thing. Work. Play. Who knows?
The way you say it makes it sound like none of you diversify your interests. All of you are doing tons of things at a time.
Yeah.
There's no way they're saying like all of this was on this person now, and now I'm going to go back and focus on these other wins.
Well, no, you're winning everything as you do it. But like once you win, you're like, all right, this works great. We're settled. We're happy here. This works.
I don't think that's true, because if that was true, your hands would be up and they'd stay there. Because all you do is win, win, win no matter what. And I don't see anyone's hands always like this.
There's more to win.
There's more to win.
You know, setbacks happen.
And Alexander wept, for there were no more lands to conquer.
It's okay, because karma's my boyfriend.
No, we're sticking to this song right now, okay? Don't go to something that's a superior song right now. Stick with this one. I'll tear holes in that later.
Sam, be mean or be jeweled.
I want to get mean bejeweled on my pants. Instead of it being like juicy, it's both. People be mean and bejeweled.
It's a very large statement to put across the back of your pants there, Sam.
Four letters.
Sam
two
got
cheeks.
Back.
Every dead end street.
Yeah.
Led you straight to me.
Yeah.
Now you're all I need.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for.
Yeah. She's grateful.
I think what you're. She's grateful. But as you just said, she identifies with us so much. We understand our competitive
We identify
type.
With her so much.
She gets me. She really gets
she
me.
She does.
With this song.
She gets me.
But
she just did. Like,
but you are
wait.
Losing your own argument.
I'm
if
not
you're
losing
saying,
my own argument. This is great.
You're all I need. But I'm a hyper-competitive person who always needs to win. So clearly, that's not the only need. It's a bracket.
For a partner, you're all I need.
It's not as sexy when you say it that way, is it, in the song?
No. I mean, look, she conquered her love life. She and Joe Alwyn are very happy. Check. She just conquered the tour scene. Check. She's about to be a billionaire. Check. Who knows what she's going to do next, but she's going to win. It's going to be great. She proved that you can re-record your own work and people will buy it. Check. She proved that she can have all the top 10 songs from her album. Check. Break a Spotify streaming record. Check. What else? You know? Just all she does is win. We win.
Where's the one thing? Guy's name you, I can't even say. Talking about somebody like.
Where are you?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Well. Oh, crying in the bathroom.
Been there.
Pardon me. When I think of all the makeup, fake love out on the town, crying in the bathroom for some dude whose name I cannot remember now.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You have exes where you're like, oh, yeah.
I thought she was going to say cannot pronounce.
Exactly. There was something in delivery that I was like, that would have been funny.
The same thing. I mean, I think it would have fit phonetically better.
Yes. Again. These are the small things that could make it better.
You know, I like the can't remember now better than pronounce. I like where she went with us.
What's his name? Flom. Heved? Haved. I don't know. Can't pronounce his name. Don't even have the effort to even say this person's name. Not even remember. Like, that's a struggle bus.
Owen
like,
Alwyn.
Alwyn?
Alwyn or Owen?
Owen? Owen. Alwyn? Or Owan? Owan? Owen. Can't even pronounce his name.
I think that's a great line.
Hi, you so-and-so. I know your name, lady.
Well, I'm bejeweled. Do you have a boyfriend? I can't remember.
Karma is my boyfriend.
Karma is a guitar on the wall that I play when I'm singing. Next to a
Can
nice...
Can you imagine what it'll be like after 43 songs of screaming and then Karma comes on? And she starts with Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince, which is where she left us on her documentary from Miss Americana. And she used a lyric in her tour announcement and we all missed it. We missed an Easter egg completely. Completely. And then she ends it with Karma, which is what we assume is her last album. And it's, oh my gosh, it's 3 hours and 11 minutes, which is the amount of time that Mastermind is. Guys.
And 311.
For those of you at home, there's smoke coming out of Kate's head right now. It might explode.
I can't. There's so much. 44 songs.
311 backwards is 113, which maybe just means that there's 113 in every show that's going to symbolize the 13 new albums that she's coming out with.
I don't think we're going to get much more music from her.
No.
Not this. Not in the next couple months, unless she really recorded a ton more and just put it in the kitty.
Like recording every is week, exhausting.
Every week she sprinkles it like confetti. Like, here you go, guys. Oh, that would be so fun.
Sprinkles of the confettis, or, you know, when you're feeding chickens.
Do you know how much confetti is probably going to fly out through this concert? Guys.
All right. What's the Feedco to tour show ratio of glitter cannon and confetti? How much are you wearing home?
A lot. I think this is like, oh, guys. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm going to be insufferable after it, too.
After?
I'm so excited. Aren't you so excited?
Yeah. Wicked.
I'm going to make so many friends. Do you know on all these TikToks are being made of people like flying back or to and from Arizona, and they're singing Taylor on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
No one's getting kicked off the planes yet?
Have you had a Swiftie?
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
No, oh, my gosh, it's going to be so fun.
This is why I don't.
It's going to be so fun.
Swiftie gets kicked off of Southwest next day. Southwest is going bankrupt.
That's why we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Taylorists.
My Swift Taylorist.
I'm so excited.
So Secret Jokes All Alone, No One's Home, 16 and Wild. Breaking up, making up, leave without saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Not childish. Young love. Young love. The stepping stones of being in junior high and high school, fighting on the phone, making up, breaking up.
Yeah.
All of these moments, you had to go through the young love to get to the adult love.
Isn't it such a nice thought that like all of these bad breakups just get you to the real thing? I mean, you've been married in the love forever, so we're going to exempt you out of this. But Sam... all these crazy breakups. Isn't it nice to know they have a purpose?
Well, maybe I'm all the girls. Maybe I'm all the girls, Kate. And I'm the dead end street that's getting that person to their destination wedding. Maybe I'm...
Are you the problem? It's you?
Possibly. Maybe I'm the one that they then pivot and go, I found you. Owen. Alden? Alden. Owen? And then, boom. Maybe I'm, so you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. I am karma. You're welcome. It's me. Hi, I'm the karma. It's me.
Karma's my boyfriend.
If we are saying like every, there is a purpose to every past relationship, and that is to teach you boundaries, to show you what is fake and what is mm-hmm. real. Mm-hmm. Maybe you had to realign and reevaluate your, what you want out of life and your own morale. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it gets to that point.
Uh-huh.
There's no guarantee that this also isn't going to be the dead end, but you're like, no, but this is the thing now. This is the way, Mandalorian. I'm going to walk this path for as long as I can.
And I love you more.
Oh, I love you too. Hey, that's the one thing though. It's such a thing with these people, Jason. I want, unblank love. It's no bounds. There's no
unbridled.
Not unbridled.
Unconditional.
Unconditional love. I want unconditional, no conditions, no assembly required. I want unconditional love. No matter what, I want you to love me. No matter what, I love you more though. But no matter what, I want you to love me the way that I want to be loved.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But there are conditions to love, and some of it might be, hey, you're loving me a little too much right now. Love me at my level. I don't need the giant hearts on the album that I just bought off of you. I don't need to make the friendship bracelets. I want this.
No, you do need to make the friendship bracelets.
How is competition in love good?
It's not a competition. We already won. I love you more. I'm confused.
I know. I feel like I'm having a Neil deGrasse Tyson moment of being like, I'm going to say the thing and then you're going to answer me back with the exact answer. It's competition is necessary in nature. We're seeing it right now. As far as
she is not saying that she loves him more than he loves her. She's saying that she loves him more than any of the past girls have.
So that's slightly a stretch with that.
That's exactly what she's saying.
All of the girls you loved before, but I love you more.
Right.
Now you're all I need. I'm so thankful for all of the girls you loved before, but I love you more.
Than they did, yes.
But there's no than they did.
You gotta read. Gotta understand.
I read like Braille. It's I need it in front of me.
You gotta put your little Taylor hat on, shiny. Channel your inner Taylor.
Is this one of the songs she's gonna start playing at the concerts?
No, this is not on the concert set list. I mean, we don't know. She could. She can do whatever she wants.
She can.
3 hours and 11 minutes. All Taylor. Oh.
So she's doing 70 something shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
56? 40 something?
44 songs.
Mm-hmm. Two of them, she's switching out every night, her acoustics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
which I'm bummed because I'm not going to get to see Mirrorball, which is fine.
Do you know or
champagne
not?
Champagne problems.
How do you know or not know what you're going to see that day?
She decides what she wants to play. That's her choice.
Is she only done one show?
Two.
She's done two?
Two.
They were the exact same set list, do you know?
Yep, except for the two acoustic songs. Yeah.
Okay.
But you're like, she's going to be like a George Carlin, I did it once, I'm never doing this again?
That's what she said on stage. Because she loves us more. I'm so excited. Champagne problems. We get to scream champagne problems with her. I'm so excited.
I don't know if there's not going to be anything that you don't scream. You're going to be screaming Shake It Off, all right? You're going to be screaming Shake It Off.
Probably.
The spirit is going to move you.
Worst song.
Father, Son, and Taylor Swift is going to move you to start moving to the beat.
How are these little kids going to survive this concert?
They're going to get moshed to death.
We don't mosh.
So we got 44 tracks from her, then whatever the opening bands.
I know, it's a 5-hour concert.
It's like 5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah,
and who wants to get leave their seat to go to the bathroom or the concession stand? Like
that depends.
Well, that's what you do during Shake It Off.
Dude. Shots fired. That is the worst thing that you have ever said about that song. Here comes my favorite homeless person with their beard moment for you.
This is the last set list, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Start time 8 p.m. with the person going on before them at 8.
Yeah.
No, she goes on stage promptly at 8 p.m. Yeah. She is prompt.
So the opener's going at 7.
6:30.
Then you should say the start time's at 6:30, not at 8.
No, that's just her
start time.
That's her set list.
Yeah.
Her start time.
These are all Taylor songs.
Just so in case you needed to see what kind of headache you're going to have in the parking lot for 5 hours.
All right.
6 hours plus 2 hours in and out. We're going to be there for 10 hours.
Guys, we're getting there at 2 o'clock. I need time at the merch. I need to figure. It's going to be a day.
You should go the night before then.
Oh, we are.
I did that for the Grateful Dead show down there. I slept in the parking lot the night before. That was a show.
Can you believe she's playing? These are not stadium songs she is playing. It is going to be so cool.
For those of you at home, Sam is currently going over the set list from the last show that happened. So he is an amazed.
And I'm pointing.
Yeah, it's all a lot. It's all in front of me.
Live.
Shake It Off with an extended outro.
Yeah, plenty of time to go to the bathroom.
Each week we roll the dice
to figure out which song.
Next week we're doing London Boy because we swapped. We popped in. We don't have to roll the dice this week. We just get more time to talk about how excited we are. Great song. Great tour. Yeah.
I appreciate Dad wanting you to do vocal warm-ups for the next month because you will lose your voice.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
It is going to be nasty. It really is. I mean, I've been to shows where I've screamed my head off when I was a kid and, came home raspy and ears ringing.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine singing 44 songs that you know all the words to with 70,000 other screaming female, primarily in a stadium. I don't know how that would work.
I just don't know how like a little kid is going to.
They're going to be on adrenaline overload like it's Christmas Day.
But they're not going to know. She's not playing the ones they really know.
It doesn't matter. Because you're thinking of just the view of all eyes are on her. But the actuality is all eyes are on her. But everything is happening all around you right now. It's the equivalent of having a VR helmet plugged into your brain.
The bracelets are so cool this year, too.
There's 69,999 Kates. Embracing whoever else shows up.
And there's one koala brain that's like, I can grow up to be a doctor one day, and then everything just statics out for 5 hours. They're going to be deaf, dumb, and blind by the time. It's going to be the gif of like the kid at the sports arena game who has the, what's left of like purple or blue cotton candy, and they're just like shaking. They're going to be vibrating. They are, I'm worried about them on the car ride home. Like, everyone's going to need to be on a stretcher.
I'm going to self-combust. Yeah.
We might need a new host for the Swift Talk podcast in the near future. Anybody interested can email us at theswifttalk@gmail.com. At gmail.com.
We'll be renaming the Jillian Petrucciello Memorial Dice to the Kate Smith Memorial Dice. Each week I roll this dice and I continue on the legacy of Kate. Still not won. In fact, I now have a vendetta over the death of my good friend.
It's going to be so fun. I don't even care. If that's how I'm going to go, I'm going to go. The bracelets are so cool. It's a whole light up.
Does everybody get a bracelet?
Everyone gets a bracelet, and then the whole stadium just pulses with the lights and they're programmed to the songs, and it's just so cool.
Wow.
It's like going to Disney World for 5 hours and getting on every ride that they say.
I know. It's going to be so fun. Ah. There's tour exclusive merch that you can't buy online. There's a quarter zip that I need. Probably going to buy another pair of sweatpants because, you know, why not?
Oh, yeah. It's fine for you to get a pair of sweatpants, but it's not fine for me to bejewel bean on my butt. Okay. That makes sense. That's where we're drawing the line.
You want to sit on bejeweled? Embroidered maybe.
I don't know. I can't feel
anything. You didn't think it completely through.
I can't feel anything from my mouth down. All right. You know that. Nothing going up top. No sensations down below. Can't feel my heartbeat. Don't even realize I'm talking half the time.
Well, when you're standing in the parking lot and the whole place is just shaking, you'll feel something.
I'll feel the need to go home. So we have to go. So Jason, just for the record, we have to be there at 2. She never said how long we had to stay.
We're not going inside, so why would we have to get there early?
Exactly.
Because we have to do a recording.
Well, yeah, we do.
While I still have a voice.
So what you're saying is you should shop and you should be a patron responsibly and come outside when we say, time to come outside and do the podcast, Kate.
Okay, I don't think you can leave and come back in. So that's why we're sitting there too. And then you'll be all set up, ready to go.
If you're not allowed in, we will be all set up because you'll be helping us erect the makeshift studio shantytown that we're doing. Setting up popsicle stick equipment.
Guys, that's going to be so fun. It's going to be so fun. Should probably figure out power source. You've got that, right? Perfect.
Yeah, I've listened to their album a couple times. Power Supply. It hot and some melt when the heat is on.
Yeah, you guys are in charge of logistics. I'm in charge of content. Guys, it's so exciting. You're going to have so much fun.
It is. Thanks for tuning in, folks. You've been listening to the Swift Talk podcast. Live. With Kate and Sam.
Live and pre-recorded.
Oh my goodness, think of all the friends we're going to make, guys.
make sure you like, subscribe, and follow us on all the social channels and smash that like button everywhere you can.
If you'd like to send us wonderful merchandise like Maddie did, thank you, Maddie, please feel free to do so. If you would like to tell Kate how she's right and I'm wrong and Jason is or is not grumpy, feel free to do so.
Yes, please do.
If you would like to sponsor or donate to us, please call the 1-800 number that is going across your screen right now. If you'd like to show up to Bartenders After Dark.
Monday.
You're hearing this. Come
Wednesday.
To Burger Barn Monday. Come on Monday.
I'm on Team Jill.
Everyone's on Team Jill. It's Jill versus Jill.
I know.
It's who loves who more? It's
Jill squared.
Jill times two.
Such a great song.
Double the Jill, double the thrill. All right, we're going to London Boy with Idris Elba next week.
Yep. We are staying in our lover era. I mean, I'm in my era's era, but mm-hmm. the podcast will be in the lover era again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a three-peat. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very exciting. I'm Kate the Swiftie.
And I love you more.
I know. As you should.
I'm staring into the middle distance, not so swift, Sam.
And again, thanks for listening. Make sure you have liked, rated, subscribed, reviewed, sent us all the love. I am serious. I think they were trying to be. And we'll be back next week in our lover era. Thanks for listening.